Well, I have to tell you, there's a standing rule in Story County that if a candidate shows up for the official count, then the count is null and void. In all the years that I've served, we've never had.
Okay, with that, I'm going to call us.
We've never had anyone
show up.
Now, we can come to order and get an official, the official canvas. And I'll turn it over to Audrey Lucian.
Okay, yes, for our canvas today, just a reminder that no one is elected in a primary election. The candidates are nominated. Okay. Therefore, there are no election certificates for this canvas, which will make the signing period a little shorter for us. Okay. Candidates nominated via primary election are automatically placed on the general election ballot. There were three provisional ballots cast on June 7th. One of those was counted by the absentee board. The other two were rejected as the voters voted out of precinct. Mm-hmm. We sent out 548 absentee ballots, and the absentee board counted 490 and received those back, which is a little under 90%, which I think is a good return rate.
That's a good return rate.
And just a little information about the vacancy seat, which I have already shared with the chairs of both county parties. The filing period for that is August 8th through 31st. Candidates are nominated by party via convention, and then unaffiliated candidates can circulate a petition. That's a minimum of 250 signatures, and we have information posted on our website if anyone wants to look at that. And with that, I'll turn it over to you to
start. All right, and so for state and federal races, we are certifying Story County's vote totals. These races are then canvassed by the state. Nominees are declared at the state canvass. The state canvass of votes will take place no later than Tuesday, July 5th. For county races, we are certifying Story County vote totals and declaring nominees for the two respective parties. Candidates nominated via primary election are automatically placed on the ballot for the November 8, 2016 general election. Please note that two county races, auditor and sheriff, both on the Republican ballot, did not have any candidates. As no write-in candidate achieved the necessary 35% of the vote for nomination, no Republican nominees are declared for these two races. So we, the undersigned members of the Board of Supervisors and ex officio County Board of Canvassers for this county, do hereby certify the following to be a true and correct abstract of the votes cast in Story County at the 2016 Story County primary election held on the 7th day of June 2016, as shown by the tally list returned from the several election precincts. United States Senator in the Democratic Party, Thomas L. Fegan received 208 votes. Robert M. Hogue received 1,436 votes. Patty Judge received 1,190 votes. Bob Krause received 119 votes. Candidate totals were 2,953 votes. We had a scattering of 5 votes. The total was 2,958 votes. Anything to add before I move to the next one? United States Senator in the Republican Party, Charles E. Grassley, received 1,510 votes. Candidate total was 1,510 votes. Scattering of 66 votes. So the total was 1,576 votes. United States Representative for the 4th District, Democratic Party, Ken Weaver received 2,627 votes. Candidate total, 2,627 votes. A scattering of 11 votes. So the total was 2,638 votes. United States Representative, District 4, Republican Party, Rick Bertrand received 618 votes. Steve King received 1,137 votes. Candidate total, 1,755 votes. A scattering of 3 votes, 1,758 total votes. State Representative, District 45, Democratic Party, Beth Wessel Crochelle received 1,038 votes. Candidate total, 1,038 votes. A scattering of 5 votes, total was 1,043 votes. State Representative District 45, Republican Party, Sandra Child-Smith received 414 votes. Candidate total, 414 votes. Scattering of 9 votes. Total, 423 votes. State Representative District 46, Democratic Party, Lisa K. Heddens received 1,053 votes. Candidate total, 1,053 votes. Scattering of 3 votes. Total, 1,056 votes. State Representative, District 46, Republican Party, blank, received 2 votes. Candidate total, 2 votes. Scattering, 22 votes. Total, 24 votes. State Representative, District 48, Democratic Party, Sherry Taha, received 155 votes. 155 votes is the candidate total. A scattering of 0 votes. Total is 155 votes. State Representative District 48 Republican Party, Robert Bacon, received 107 votes. Candidate total, 107 votes. A scattering of 1 vote. Total is 108 votes. State Representative District 49 Democratic Party, write-in blank, received 5 votes. Mickey Franklin received 5 votes. Rich Olive received 3 votes. Selden Spencer received 4 votes. Candidate total, 17 votes. Scattering, 15 votes. Total, 32 votes. State Representative District 49 Republican Party, Dave Dio, received 529 votes. Candidate total, 529 votes. Scattering of 7 votes, total 536 votes. State Senator, District 24, Democratic Party, Keith Panini? Okay, sorry, Keith, if I blew it. Received 153 votes, candidate total 153 votes, scattering 0 votes, total 153 votes. State Senator, District 24, Republican Party, Jerry B. Bain, received 111 votes. Candidate total, 111 votes. Scattering, 0 votes. Total, 111 votes.
Just for Supervisor Chitty, since this is his first canvass, if a write-in candidate gets at least 5% of the vote, they show up on the abstract, which is why you see that under write-in. And then anything else, if under 5%, just shows up as a scattering.
Thank you. Okay. County Board of Supervisors, Democratic Party, Reno Burke, received 1,237 votes. Loris Olson received 1,532 votes. Candidate total, 2,769 votes. Scattering of 9 votes. Total, 2,778 votes. County Board of Supervisors, Republican Party, Scott Chabon, received 1,407 votes. Candidate total, 1,407. Scattering of 42 votes. Total, 1,449 votes. We therefore declare Loris Olson and Scott Chabon successful candidates for the office of County Board of Supervisors, and their names will be on the November 8, 2016 general election. County Auditor, Democratic Party, Lucy Martin, received 2,659 votes. Candidate total, 2,659 votes. Scattering of 6 votes. Total, 2,665 votes. County Auditor, Republican Party, blank, received 8 votes. Lucy Martin received 6 votes. Candidate total, 14 votes. Scattering, 28 votes. Total, 42 votes. We therefore declare Lucy Martin successful candidate for the office of County Auditor, and whose name will be on the November 8, 2016 general election. County Sheriff, Democratic Party, Paul H. Fitzgerald, received 2,669 votes. Candidate total, 2,669 votes. Scattering, 20 votes. Total, 2,689 votes. County Sheriff, Republican Party, blank, received 6 votes. Paul Fitzgerald received 6 votes. Terry Stark received 6 votes. Candidate total, 18 votes. Scattering, 46 votes. Total, 64 votes. We therefore declare Paul H. Fitzgerald successful candidate for the office of county sheriff and whose name will be on the November 8th, 2016 general election. Comments?
Well, it's the first time I remember that the sheriff has gotten 100%. In previous elections, there was always a few names or people that didn't vote for him, but this marks the first time.
I'm just impressed that Lucy Martin and Paul Fisher were the top Republican vote getters.
Yes, well, I didn't want to say.
I think Blank was the top. I really
didn't want to go that way. You know,
yeah, leave it to me. Go where you don't want to go.
Yeah, I thought that must have been a mistake.
Wow.
Okay. All right, so Ms. Lucy, are you ready for us or anything else?
No. I didn't know if you had any further questions about the election. If not,
Okay, I move to declare the candidates complete and certify the results of the election to the proper jurisdiction.
Good.
I second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Further discussion. Clinton.
Aye.
Kitty.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. It passes. Lucy Martin. Thank you, you and your staff, for the efforts you put in.
I would like to thank my staff for all their hard work, especially Kevin Norris here, right now he's on my left side, but he's really, sometimes he's my right arm. He's my elections deputy. Yeah. And also all of our election workers and techs. Thank you very much.
Good. Absolutely. And one more, facilities for the assistance in getting everything out. It's an outstanding job done by everybody. And I know how much.
And also the county, there are several county employees that work as poll workers, so I appreciate their efforts as well.
Yeah. Poll workers are getting harder and harder to come by, aren't they? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's nationwide. That's not just Story County.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Anything else for the good of the order?
I move that the canvas be adjourned.
Second. Motion is second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.